Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, green light. Overnight, the FDA approves Pfizer's booster shots for older Americans, those at high risk, and frontline workers. But when will that third shot be available? We're live with the latest. Then, a weather watch. Millions in the Northeast are on alert as a powerful storm is expected to bring heavy rain and wind. Al is tracking it all. Plus, an American love story will mark what would have been the 25th anniversary of JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette's surprise wedding.
She could be edgy, and I think John liked that. It was a little different angle than his world.
Just ahead, a new look at the iconic couple's special day. And Partners in Crime. We'll catch up with Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney ahead of the new season of their hit Law & Order shows. Then the Dateline team will join us live as they celebrate 30 years of murders, mysteries, and more.
We started digging into it and the bodies started piling up.
Today, Thursday, September 23rd, 2021.
Traveled from
Fredericksburg, Virginia,
Dayton, Ohio,
Las Vegas, Nevada,
to celebrate the premiere of Law & Order.
We traveled from Lancaster, California,
because today is my 62nd birthday.
College friends reuniting for our first trip to New York.
Happy 43rd anniversary to my parents, Rick and Denise. I love you.
Hi, guys.
We're the Hunch family from Orlando, Florida.
And we are celebrating Everly's second birthday and the arrival of our newest addition, Isla, who just turned 2 weeks old.
I mean, look at that. I love how she's just pressing her little head.
And I love how the sister taps her on the head.
Nice and gently. Good to see you guys. Welcome back. It's a Thursday morning. So happy that you are spending your morning with us. We're going to get busy. We're going to get right to your news at 8 o'clock. Millions of Americans who got the Pfizer vaccine will be eligible for booster shots. But the FDA's ruling overnight still leaves the questions about when people can get those shots and what happens to people who received other COVID vaccines. NBC's Stephanie Gosk joins us now with the very latest on this news. Hey, Steph, good morning.
Good morning, Hunter. You know, there are probably people waking up this morning thinking, oh, I wonder if I qualify for a booster. Well, here are the criteria. You have to have gotten the Pfizer vaccine. That's very important. Then you have to either be 65 or older or at high risk. And as you mentioned, that includes frontline workers, but people who work at hospitals and grocery stores, also teachers, but they can't come running down to a vaccination center today. The CDC still has to meet and give out guidance on high risk. And once that happens, people will be able to go. But it means that they have to wait and just give it a second. But the FDA has paved the way, as you said, for millions of Americans to now get this booster. There's also some good news this morning on COVID numbers. Our NBC News data team telling us that we have passed the peak in the latest surge, and that was fueled by the Delta variant. Past the peak last week, 7 out of the last 8 days, cases have gone down. That's the longest sustained decline that we've seen in COVID cases for 3 months. Hoda?
Oh, that's some good news there to end on. Stephanie, thank you.
This morning's other big story, the storm system that's now moving into the Northeast, bringing a new threat of flash flooding and power outages to the region. Al, keeping track of all of it. Good morning.
Hey,
see
good
a big spot of green there.
That's right. We've got 35 million people under some sort of flash flood watch or warning. Big low pressure system spinning around. You can see the heavy rain now between Chicago and Detroit, but along a cold front, we are looking at those strong storms firing from Buffalo all the way down to the Washington, D.C. area. And we also have the risk of severe weather today with gusty winds of up to 60 miles per hour. A few tornadoes are possible with this system. We are watching today that heavy rain all along the I-95 corridor. We've had some reports of flooding in and around the Washington, D.C. area. Already areas of flash flooding possible. Then tomorrow, that front will push to the north, move up through northern New England, start to dry out finally in the Northeast. But not before we see some areas in western New York, western and eastern Pennsylvania, anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain possible. Rainfall rates 1 to 2 inches per hour, and that could lead to flash flooding as those storm drains are overwhelmed. Guys?
All right, Al, thank you. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma shot lava into the air for a fifth straight day while toxic ash blanketed the surrounding areas. You can see there the lava engulfing houses, schools, banana plantations. Although more slowly, though, than in previous days, so far more than 200 homes have been lost on the island. More than 6,000 people have been evacuated. But thankfully, so far, no injuries or deaths.
An attorney for Britney Spears asked a California court yesterday to remove her father as her conservator immediately. Both sides have agreed to wind down that 13-year conservatorship. It put Jamie Spears in charge of his daughter's affairs, but that is likely to take some time. Spears' attorney says Jamie Spears needs to be out of the picture right now so that Britney, who recently got engaged, can work on her prenuptial agreement. A judge is expected to hear that petition sometime next week.
All right, guys, we got your news covered.
Boost.
It is time for a boost. All right, here we go. Two Air Force buddies, John and Ron, they fell out of touch and they hadn't seen each other in 15 years. So John's wife found out that Ron is living in Orlando. So she arranged a visit and a surprise reunion.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh.
How you doing?
Okay, the two men had been best friends in the service, but then Ron got reassigned to a different airbase, and you guys know how life goes. Mm. How about that? All those years melted away. One big hug is all it took.
Yes.
Good to see those guys together again.
That is cool.
It's been about true friendship.
Yeah. Coming up, a top secret marriage that still fascinates so many people 25 years later. And this morning, a new look at how JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette pulled off one of the most iconic wedding weekends ever. Right after this.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back. Okay, so this week would have been JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette's 25th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it was an event that continues to fascinate a lot of people nearly three decades later, and NBC's Ann Thompson is here with a new look at it. Hi, Ann. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, it's hard to believe it was a quarter of a century ago, and it was an absolute surprise. Word that John F. Kennedy Jr., one of the most photographed men of his generation, had secretly gotten married. That happened 25 years ago this week, and it gives us a chance to look back on a bride and groom forever young.
After a courtship relentlessly documented by the paparazzi, news that John F. Kennedy Jr. married Carolyn Bessette away from prying eyes stunned the world.
America's most eligible bachelor, the closest we have to a crown prince, was married over the weekend.
The one professional photographer allowed, Dennis Reggie, brother to Victoria Reggie Kennedy, wife of Senator Ted Kennedy, John's uncle. He took the photos sent around the world.
It came out of the chapel, and John reached, as a prince would, for the hand of his bride and brought it to his lips and kissed her hand. And I thought there was a magic there. And you can see in her face, in Carolyn's face, surprise and elation and love and romance and all of those wonderful things.
The site was Cumberland Island off the Georgia coast, inside the tiny First African Baptist Church, with holes in the floor, no electricity or air conditioning.
The elegance in less being more, and not making it a grand occasion, but a warm and loving, memorable weekend. And I thought that they pulled it off magnificently.
Kennedy's friend Billy Noonan brought a camcorder and turned his video into a 2019 TLC documentary.
She was drop-dead gorgeous and funny and sassy. She could be edgy, and I think John liked that. It was a little different angle than his world.
In the documentary, you see some of the 35 guests sworn to secrecy, traveling in by private plane and then a boat, riding to the wedding in Jeeps and pickup trucks. A taxing journey Kennedy acknowledged the night before the wedding.
Alan and I owe all of you a great debt of gratitude. I realize that we imposed certain conditions upon this event.
Bessette's crepe silk slip dress, designed by Narciso Rodriguez, became a sensation. The friend she met while working for Calvin Klein a year later had his own label. The dress igniting a fashion trend away from more elaborate dresses of the 1980s like Princess Diana's towards classic minimalism.
I think that I will always wonder what could have been, but what I do know is that night, for that one bright shining moment, it was Camelot in their own way, their own version of Camelot, and it was beautiful.
A picture perfect weekend with memories all their own.
The couple was just short of 3 years married when their plane crashed off of Martha's Vineyard on their way to the wedding of John's cousin, Rory Kennedy, to Mark Bailey. The Kennedy story now scheduled to be part of American Love Story, a spinoff from the creators of American Crime Story.
So only 35 people at the wedding. That means not even like the entire extended family.
Oh no. What he did is he chose the member of the family that he was closest to in each branch. So the Shrivers, the Smiths, and went through, because there are so many Kennedys.
Right, I mean, right.
If you see that picture they take every 4th of July, at Hyannisport, there are like 100 of them, and there was no way you could keep that a secret. And that's what's amazing, how they kept that secret. And because I remember waking up to the news that he had gotten married, and it was like, how did he do that?
And Anne, you said, where was my invitation?
Well,
from the Thompson family.
We are way over here.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, Mr. Roker, how about another check of the weather?
All right, guys, let's see what we've got for you today as we take a look at the satellite picture. Things fairly dry, really, for the western two-thirds of the country. It's not till you get into the northeast where we're looking at a lot of wet weather right around the upper Great Lakes as well, some activity spinning around that big low pressure system. Look at these temperatures, 90s to 100s from the California valleys all the way into the southwest, 90s down in southern Texas. A little cooler as you get up into the upper Midwest, and 50s around the Great Lakes where we got that low and all that rain spinning around. For today, we are looking at rainstorms in the northeast and the central Great Lakes. A little frost on the pumpkins there in the morning in the upper Mississippi River Valley. Sunny and warm down through Texas, and more heat continues out west. Don't forget, and catch us on radio, Sirius XM channel 108, best time of the morning.
Pop start bonus going
on. We're nice and close and cozy. Well, let's say good morning to Michelle Hargitay and Christopher Maloney, everybody. We have some special guests. Come on, we're talking about tonight's premiere of Law and Order, SVU, and Organized Crime. But first, let's get to some other pop start headlines. It's good to have you two here. We're going to start with Saturday Night Live. Why? Well, because the start of season 47 is just around the corner, and the iconic show has announced the upcoming lineup of hosts and also musical guests. It's going to be kicking things off next month. Leading the season premiere is going to be Owen Wilson and musical guest Kacey Musgraves.
That's going to be good.
That'll be October 2nd. Yep. The following week's host, one everybody seems to be talking about this morning, Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, my.
The reality star and businesswoman tweeting a photo of the announcement yesterday, writing, "No turning back now." Luckily, Kim's going to be with an SNL veteran for her first time hosting. Musical guest Halsey set to take the stage in Studio 8H for her fourth time. Rami Malek,
musical
guest Young Thug. They're going to join the show October 16th. Craig, you look perplexed.
That's quite the pair.
Finally, SNL alum. This will be a big one. Recent Emmy winner, Jason
Sudeikis.
That'll be huge. Returning to the show as host, musical guest Brandi Carlile.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, the only question we have is who from the cast will be back when the season kicks off next month. Stay tuned for more on that. Finally, we turn to our special guests here, Mariska and Christopher. It's been 22 years since we first met them on Law & Order's Special Victims Unit, now Captain Benson and Captain Stabler, fighting crime, but in different units, but never far apart.
He just laughed.
Because he's not a captain. I'm the captain.
He's
a detective.
We promoted.
Let's just keep it real.
Can we get to the most important
piece? The chemistry question has been brought up all morning long.
And there was a picture.
How do you mean?
There's a picture that you guys put out there, or somebody did. It was hotness. There was something happening.
You're teasing us.
Can we show the picture, and can you tell us if there's a love connection? It must be.
Is it on in this new season? After all these years, you've been making us wait
for a big makeout.
You know what it is?
Our eyesight just got so bad. Is that you? Is that you?
Oh, hey.
You said I love you at the end of last season.
Yeah. Did I?
I saw it.
I was under a emotional duress. I did. Yeah, but you know, that was only because I was saying it because it was in the midst of an intervention. My family was coming together with the help of Olivia Benson for an intervention, and one of my daughters said, "I love you," but I was looking at Mariska. So how could you not? It just comes natural. I
love you.
See what I mean?
What was this chemistry like this in the 90s when you screen tested for this back in the day?
Immediately, right?
Immediately.
Really?
Yeah. It's
and based on comedy, really.
Truly. It was an instantaneous connection that is inexplicable, that has only grown. And I look at it as a gift, but the second we met, it was like...
Did you guys ever date for real since you were both probably
For four years, and we just broke up two months ago.
Don't tell our spouses.
Don't tell our spouses.
before everybody? No?
No, we met at the screen test.
She was an L.A. girl. I was a New York guy.
Okay. But you guys met at the screen test. Do you feel like your chemistry is kind of how you both got the roles?
Yeah.
Like, you that worked so well, the producers were like,
buy one, get one free.
Yes.
Well, I always say that we went in, and I was telling her a story that had a good, nice finish punchline, and I told them, could you hold on 1 second? Because I wanted to finish the story. So there are all the suits going,
what are you doing?
You're telling us to wait.
But when I walked in, I sort of scanned it, and I went, that's the guy.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Savannah compared it to Moonlighting. Remember this with Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce Sybil
Shepherd. We wanted Bruce and Sybil Shepherd to get together.
Yeah.
So. Well, listen, there's so much love, and there's so much trust,
Good
and
try.
There's so much ease, and there's so much chemistry, and the gift of it is that it is truly stood the test of time.
Yes, it has.
Well, it's cool because now you've come back, okay, because I'm sure you were so sad during this time when he was gone, and now you have this whole new Law & Order world,
organized crime.
But the world lives also in the SVU world. There's the crossover, which is fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
A little cross-pollination there.
I love that. Like when Laverne would show up on the Happy Days, remember?
Yes.
Like, what?
Organized Crime, by the way, Shirley's I watched the entire season last year. That's a solid show.
Thank you.
It's a solid show.
Agreed. Yeah. It's a little different way of telling the story than Law & Order is used to, but I think, you know, that was their marching orders of, you know, we're going to have more of a serialized. We get to tell the story over 8 episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have through those.
You broke your ankle.
I did.
Which is, my gosh, that's one of the toughest injuries going. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's so funny because I'd love to say, like, oh, you should see the other guy, but the truth of the matter is, I tripped in the rain walking across the street. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling bionic now because after I had surgery, I had 2 plates and 13 pins. We all had to keep it under wraps.
You're slowing everybody up at JFK now.
It was one of those things where it happened a couple of weeks before we started shooting. So our amazing writers.
Did you see the Melissa McCarthy video?
I did.
What was going? What did you think when you saw that?
Well, First of all, I'm her biggest fan. Yes. She's the greatest thing going.
Yes.
But she's so funny, and so it was so generous and so honoring and so funny. And I was here trying to keep it under wraps, and then she was like, ah!
I don't know if we showed it. She went out on the street with a video with a sign saying, honk if you're praying for Mariska Hargitay.
It was crazy.
So cute.
Lots of honks.
Yeah.
But anyway, our great writers, Julie Martin and Warren Light, had to rewrite the script and put it in there.
Oh, my God.
Well, did they write in that you had a broken ankle?
They did. You'll just have to watch tonight.
Okay. Will you at least answer this? Do you know whether you're going to get together this season? You're just not telling, or do you honestly not know?
I don't know.
Oh. That's really? A good question.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're really.
It's all underneath, percolating,
and we're trying to right now after Stabler being gone for 10 years, and the way that he left and the complexity of what's happened in the last 10 years,
and how he came back,
surprising me. We're still finding our way.
Okay, wow.
But it's complex and real, and I think what I loved about it most is that it's earned, right? This relationship is truly earned. Okay. Not a lot of people have a 23-year relationship.
Well, that's why everyone's rooting for it to happen. Yeah.
It should never happen.
No.
What?
Right, because like Moonlighting, the minute it happened, then it was over. Like, oh.
No. Sam and Diane disagree with Carson.
Raise your hand if it should happen.
Percolating, 23 years.
Yes. You can percolate.
Oh, he said a lot.
What do you guys ask? You don't think it should happen? Or you're not abstaining from the vote?
We're not allowed to vote. You're abstaining.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a poll.
We polled our viewers. What do they want?
Oh,
landslide.
Wow. The answer is yes.
Oh, my God.
America wants it.
Let's do a deep dive into that. We're Steve Kornacki on the big board.
Yeah.
But can I say something about today that's so amazing? I mean, we're sitting here and it's our 23rd year. It's premiere day. And today we are starting to shoot our 500th.
Yes!
Congratulations.
That's a milestone. So it really is a milestone.
Yeah, a handful.
I'm just so grateful and profound. And
well, that's earned, too, this love for the show and these characters. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Guys.
Christopher and Mariska, we'll see you tonight. Back-to-back season premieres of Law & Order, SVU, and Organized Crime starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, right here on NBC. We're back after this.
Yeah.
Thank you. September 2021. Great crowd out here on Rockefeller Plaza. Beautiful morning. And we think this crowd is only going to grow because tomorrow, country sensation Mickey Guyton will be here in the flesh. Live concert right here. She's celebrating the release of her new album. It's going
to
be good.
We're beautiful. Big fans of Mickey Guyton. Looking forward to that. Meantime, in case you've forgotten today, the first full day of fall.
Actually, no, this is the second full day.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Yesterday was the first full day.
Well, I trust you. All right. Well, it's the second full day of fall, so we're going to focus on the new season throughout this half hour.
Today's the first full day.
Okay. So today it's fall. Maybe it's the first day.
Thursday
maybe
of
it's
fall.
The second day. Nonetheless, Vicky Nguyen's going to join us. Vicky's got everything you need to know about flu season and why doctors think it's probably going to be a rough one this year.
Plus, Jill Martin's here to get your fall wardrobe in order, a few of her favorite back to basics finds.
And later in the third hour, who wants to make a little extra spending cash?
Yes.
Well, we're going to show you how easy it is you can do clearing out some of the clutter all around your house.
Meantime, golf fans, you had to wait a little extra year for this, but finally the 43rd Ryder Cup is officially on tomorrow here on the show. I will be live from Whistling Straits in Wisconsin.
Wow.
I'll have a full preview of one of the biggest events in all of sports, the Ryder Cup. And Lord knows Team USA needs it. We've lost 9 out of the last 11 Ryder Cups to the European team.
Maybe you should play.
I'm flying there today to give a pep talk.
How cool.
Our boys.
Yes. Who's our team? Who's our team?
Everybody. We have 9 out of the top 10 golfers in the world.
Okay.
John Rahm is world number one, and he's on Team Europe, obviously. But we have a good squad.
Morikawa's on our team.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, looking forward. Let's get a check of the weather. We'll take a pause.
Today, Climate Week weather is sponsored by Delta. Keep climbing.
Let's look ahead to our weekend. Never too early to do that. We start off with Friday, heavy rain in New England, an autumn feel in the upper Great Lakes, warm in the Pacific Northwest, plenty of sunshine through the south. On Saturday, the rain in Maine is mainly in the plain. Sunny and mild throughout the mid-Mississippi River Valley, warm out in the Rockies, plenty of sunshine in the Pacific Northwest. Sunday! It's pretty quiet around much of the country. We like that. Maybe a little rain in the Pacific Northwest, and that'll just about do it. And just a reminder, this is Climate Week here on Today. Be sure to check out our streaming channel, Today All Day, for more of our Today Goes Green initiative.
All right, Mr. Roker, thank you. In addition to it being the first full day of fall.
Or is it?
It's also a big week around here at NBC News. We got some stars in the house to tell us about.
Yeah. Check it out, you guys. Our friends from Dateline are here. We've got Lester Holt, Andrea Canning, Dennis Murphy, and, of course, the one, the only Keith Morrison.
They call it a murderer's row of Dateline.
Yes.
That's very fitting.
Oh, that's making it the longest running series in the history of NBC's prime time.
Wait,
yeah. Okay, so let's just start.
That, yeah, Law
30
and
years.
And Dateline, yeah.
Yep. Okay, that's so right. Lester, tell us about the olden days.
I was knee high.
But Lester, when this is the staying power of Dateline. Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible testament to
it's,
all
you
of
know, you. We all say the same thing. It's about good storytelling, getting into these stories, getting to know the characters, and really, you know, kind of living in the moment, taking people through these stories. And I think what resonates with a lot of the viewers is that, you know, some of the people in this program you might relate to. They could be your next door neighbor. Yeah. You know, they could be someone you work with.
Murphy used to, Dennis used to say some stuff. I remember this. People used to say, well, how come Dateline does all murders? It's all about murder. And Murphy used to say, it's not about the murder. It's about the marriage. Used yeah. to
no,
say
I was,
that.
I was with a crew in a coffee shop in Florida last week. We were wrapping up. And a woman came over. She said, you're one of the Dateline guys. I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, I watch your show because you do stories about wrongdoers who were brought to account and got to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a good way to put that. That's like 80% of the stories I've done in the last
Pretty much.
Andrew, you probably couldn't even answer this, but I mean, there's been so many stories. Do any one of them stick out?
Yeah. One for me was in New Mexico, a girl named Brittany Marcel. She was left for dead. She did end up surviving. She was in a coma for months. Almost a decade went by, 25 surgeries. They finally caught her attacker. And she was able to testify against him, and she had her final surgery recently to get her smile back.
That's cool. Keith, you've got the premiere on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. What are we kicking
off the
season?
We're going to a small town in Kentucky, a place called Pembroke. Maybe 700-800 people there. A place where murders never occur.
Until they do.
So why were there three of them?
Wow. Three of them.
And who were they?
Wow.
How many poles did you lean up against? How many walls did you lean up against in Kentucky?
A bunch.
Can I just say something? You never know what's going on with your neighbors.
Yeah.
And most Datelines are shot in small towns.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow, that's good
to know. So secrets.
So you're safe. Yeah.
Let's stay in the big city.
Dennis, 24/7 now, Dateline.
It is. It's out there somewhere. We've got a podcast that's just started.
You're
I think
it.
Oxygen is going to run some curated
all over Peacock.
I love your podcast. I listened to the thing about Pam.
Good.
Yes, when I was recovering from surgery. And I always have to bring up my favorite, Dateline Hoda. Don't forget, she was part
remember?
Of this journey.
Oh, yeah.
Dateline Hoda. We got a picture. And let's bring out the champagne because we do want to toast all of you.
Yes.
Incredible success for the network. All your hard work. Great stories. Let's go through the test of time.
Thank you. Wow.
Now you'll never hear good.
Do you day drink on Dateline?
Yes, I do. Dateline day drinking.
Yes, exactly.
Could be
congrats,
a thing.
You guys.
Right.
And they'll be back actually in the third hour. Don't forget the 30th season of Dateline tomorrow.
The Dateline.
Night, 9, 8,
the Dateline.
The Dateline.
30 years.
30 more.
This
all right, and we got a lot of Law and Order fans out here too, so we hope Mariska. Chris Maloney come out and say, hey, they've got their T-shirts on, they're pumped up. Just ahead, guys, Vicki Nguyen has your guide to cold and flu season, including why it's very important when you get your flu shot this year. Here they come, Mariska and Chris.
They're going to make some
people.
How great is it to have the Law and Order folks same day as the Dateline?
Right over here, guys.
World's colliding.
This is the Mount Rushmore of NBC primetime.
And the voice. We got a low country boy.
All right, and you got some big fans over here, guys, who want to say hey to you.
Sure.
This is 53 years of television excellence.
But first, guys, this is Today on NBC.
Our world's finally. World's collide.
Welcome back with Fall Now Here. We're putting the focus on the flu season.
Yeah, well, COVID is continuing to surge, unfortunately. Doctors are now warning the flu will also be a major threat over the next few months.
Yeah, NBC's investigative and consumer correspondent Vicky Nguyen is here with more. It's hard to even start to think about the flu. It was so few cases last year.
I know, and here we are, the first or second or third day of fall. I'm not sure exactly.
Nobody knows.
Well, it does sound counterintuitive, too, but because we had such a tiny number of flu cases last year, doctors are telling us the virus could come back this year with a vengeance. This morning, what you and your family need to know to stay safe this flu season.
Workers racing to get shots out in time for the start of flu season. We got a rare look inside Sanofi Pasteur's flu vaccine manufacturing facility, one of the largest in the country, to see how shots are made.
To prevent any contamination, I have to actually take off my makeup, nail polish, and no jewelry inside the manufacturing area.
Scientists started making the vaccine in February, growing it inside eggs. During our visit, syringes were filled, then inspected for quality, finally packaged and shipped off to doctors, clinics, and drugstores across the country.
How many are produced here every day?
We produce millions of doses.
Doctors say getting a flu shot this year is more important than ever.
We are preparing for a bad flu season this year. Of
course, infectious disease doctor Lisa Maragakis says there were fewer flu cases last year thanks to lockdowns, remote school and work, masking, and social distancing. We weren't as exposed to the virus, didn't build up immunity, and this year we may be more susceptible to getting sick. Plus, people are letting their guards down after COVID fatigue.
People are out and about more and normalizing their behavior, not as much masking and careful behaviors as we saw last year.
So who should get the flu vaccine? The CDC says everyone 6 months of age and older should get the shot, especially young children, the elderly, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. The best time is right now, so the vaccine has enough time to kick in before flu becomes widespread, usually in December. And the CDC says data now shows you can safely get your flu shot at the same time as a COVID vaccine. Back at Sanofi's facility, Dr. Michael Greenberg says he's hopeful this year's vaccine will be highly effective.
We hope, like every year, that it's a good match, and 2 out of 3 years, the world scientists get it right.
In a good year, the flu vaccine is about 60% effective. Compare that to the new COVID vaccines, which studies show are 90% or more effective.
Why is it so difficult to create a highly effective vaccine for the flu?
Viruses are pretty tricky creatures. They mutate all the time, which requires us to update the flu vaccine composition each year.
A year where healthcare workers want to avoid a possible twindemic of flu and COVID-19.
We really don't want to add more illness and potentially even death on top of what's already going on with the pandemic.
And one thing to keep in mind, the flu vaccine has been shown to be very effective in preventing severe illness and death. According to the CDC, during our last severe flu season, that was about 2 years ago, the shot prevented 7.5 million illnesses and more than 60,000 deaths. So that is significant. We have a lot more information on how to protect your family from the flu. That's all in today.com.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Like people now, the phrase will be, oh, don't worry, it's only the flu.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to get the shot.
All right, coming up next. Do you ever wish you could design your own perfect shirt, the fit, the sleeves, the neckline? Well, Jill's found a way to do it. She's going to share that and some of her other favorites. But first, this is Today on NBC.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
All right, we are back with our friend today, lifestyle and commerce contributor, Jill Martin.
She got a new episode of her monthly show, Shop Today with Jill Martin. It's airing today on our streaming platform, Today All Day. But we're going to give you a little sneak peek right now at the featured products. You can scan the QR code, as always, if you want to shop right now. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Good morning. I'm so excited because fall is starting. I don't care what day it is. We are in fall. We're moving forward. And, you know, I feel like physical clutter can often transfer to emotional chaos.
Yeah.
And so we've been working all year, and I've put together this show that really takes us back to the basics. Items that you can cleanse your closet with, less stuff, mm-hmm. and more actual great basics that you can mix in.
Good
match.
Staples.
So, great staples.
Well, this
so,
doesn't get more basic than a yeah. t-shirt, but what's special about this one?
Right. You know, you say, like, it's not exciting, a t-shirt. This, to me, is very exciting.
I love a good t-shirt.
Because, right, and every 6 months to a year, go through your t-shirt drawer, take out anything that's not a 10, mm-hmm. put it on the bed, and if it's not great, donate, consign, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Go through your t-shirt drawer. Now, this is amazing because it's on Amazon for $25. Mm-hmm. Scan the QR code to go right to the link. You can customize your own shirt. So you literally, we have B-roll of it. You stand in front of your phone,
okay.
and you are able to, it makes it for you to
like
your measurements.
You.
It's fitted to you. We have B-roll of
it. Does that mean it's tight?
It.
Like
no,
a tight
it fits
shirt?
To your exact measurements of your body.
Wow. Okay.
And so you select V-neck or crew neck or
whatever you want, and the weight, you could do a cotton modal,
oh, wow.
or you could
oh, wow,
do a
like
pima
Aaron
cotton.
Yesterday. That's her pose.
Yeah, that's the Erin Renner pose.
So literally you hold, I mean, anyone could do this super easy. Then they send it to you. And in your, in the tag, they actually put your initials.
Oh my That's gosh.
So it fits your body and $25. Really amazing to start your basics back to the basics.
Okay, okay, I love that.
Next up, the Everlane jeans. We wanted to give you a jean. If you're going to buy one jean, everyone has, and how many jeans do you have in your closet?
You like three or four.
Yeah.
All and, mom jeans.
And most people have 20 or 25, and they only wear the, you know, the one pair that yes. makes you just yeah. look cute or that makes you feel great. So we wanted to give you one jean. This is the Stretchy. Everlane jean. If you're going to go with one, it's the straight fit with a little bit of crop. That's the jean of
what
the
is
year.
That?
It is
crop,
like a little sure. crop, like on the ankle. Okay. So even going into
but is
the
it high waist? It looks high waist.
Yes, what which about, I prefer actually high waist.
What about floods? You in. Is that still a thing? Floods?
Yeah, floods.
What
they're
are
perfect.
Floods?
They're perfect for floods.
Like big
if
bottoms,
somebody
I think.
Says,
oh, like, they make the in high school.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, is it 1972? That's like
yes. So these
high waters.
These are a great. I was saying if you have a flood, you won't get your pants wet.
Yeah, they used to call those floods.
Those are great, and it's a great denim.
These aren't giving enough. I need a little more stretchy.
Okay.
So
for
that's
girls
good.
Anyway.
It's for
right,
girls
good.
Anyway. So that works out
Fair
perfectly.
Enough.
Okay, next up. The new bag now with everything going on is this wipeable nylon with the leather trim. Okay. So this is a small company we love, Barrington Gifts. And what we did is a lot of times it could be overwhelming when designing the one bag you're taking with all your stuff in it, right. that organized chaos. I created a landing page on their site by, again, of course, scanning the QR code. And you can personalize these with whatever print you like and then whatever initials or message you want on
Cute.
It. So yeah, these are really great, a small company that we're really introducing to you. And I did it for you, so a lot of times it could be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And there's a discount just for
is
our show.
A bad bag so. And a good bag? Like, what's the thing with bags?
Bags are the best, and we put your stuff in them.
Right.
You know what? And
right,
for women,
Jill? Am I missing something?
For no, for
Does
women.
Size matter?
For,
yeah, it matters.
Size matters. Always.
I like a big old bag like this. You just
so
throw it all
that's
in.
What you, want, right?
you could put your other bag in it.
Got it.
Yes,
yeah.
and that's what we love about that. And there yeah. are clutches, but also the organization, it being light, so it's only as heavy as you fill it, which is for a woman, you know, that's what we do. Okay, this is $19.99.
Ooh,
this is
wow.
a jacket. It has thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. I tried it, I picked it.
Can I try it?
Is, yeah,
it's machine, it rain?
It's machine washable, so which I love because mm-hmm. with now everything has ease to it. You could fit, pick different patterns. You see here on the camo, it has zippers. It also has the adjustable drawstring, so it fits to your body.
A cute with
this jacket could be $180
right?
in a store and look exactly
it's,
like
exactly.
This.
It's $19.99.
I know.
I
that's
like it.
That's what it is now.
It's good quality. It's,
and that's why I go on the search for you, so you don't have
on.
To.
I like it.
Adorable.
And look at the little fuzzy hood.
And then, yeah, and some of them have.
Thank
yeah.
you.
$19.99. Okay,
take
last
debit
up.
Cards.
Yes,
go
I take debit. I take anything on the QR code. Now, this last one is very important to my family. We pass this along when you need a little inspiration.
Oh.
It's called the Soul Support Book, and it's wise and reassuring meditation on getting unstuck in your creative products, your relationships, and your life.
Love that.
So I pulled a few of the pages that I love, but this is one of the favorite examples I have.
Okay.
When you're in a bind, my mom passes this on to each of us. When you're in a bind and you need to get out of it, this has adult cartoons that kids could relate to too that sort of get you out of that emotional bind and get you unstuck. And this has really worked for me over the past year and a half. So I wanted to share it with anyone. It's a great gift. It's under $10. We sign it and then we pass it along to different people.
It's really sweet.
One of the basics I need, yeah.
be a good like coffee that. Table book, too. Mm-hmm. That's really cute. Jill, we don't often do books.
How much is
books.
That? Are you selling that, or is that just an aside? Is this part of
oh,
the
no,
book?
It's part of the basics for me, like really getting unstuck in your life. Under $10 by Deb Kaufman, okay. Yeah. So.
I love it.
It's an older book, but if you haven't seen it, it's new to you.
It's really cute. I've actually never seen it. Thank you.
19 plus 10, I owe you 29.
$29. Okay. Thank you. Jill's coming back with a sneak. This has been great for me. You are always invited to these shopping
things. You got
things. It. Okay, more picks on the third hour.
Yes.
And your whole show is on Today All Day Today.
Yeah, go to today.com. Just click on the video player at noon. It's right there. Okay. And things are going to sell out fast, so please tune in.
They always sell out fast because you make such good picks. Okay, today.com/shopallday.
And, of course, be sure to tune in to Shop Today. What somewhere, there you go, today.com/shopallday.
Yes.
Jill, thank you so much.
We're back in a moment, but first, this is Today on NBC. I love my new stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carson.
Get another one. Take two.
$40.
Mr. Roker, the music is there.
That's
the
right.
The jars are there.
That's it. So let's start spinning those bad boys up and show you who we got. First up, it is a happy 100th birthday to Mr. Jack Shearer, a World War II vet from Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. He says the secret to longevity, eating often. Oh. I should live to 200. So we thank you for your service, sir. Virginia Belleville of Naples, Florida, 100. You're looking at the Rays' number one fan. Never misses a game. Wow. Happy 100th birthday to Ella Mae Colbert, a dancing machine from Warwick, Rhode Island. Secret to longevity? Just keep dancing. Mm-hmm. Herman Soloff of Ventnor, New Jersey is 100. He also served our country during World War II. And again, we salute you as well for your service. Margaret Odegaard of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 100, a lifelong elementary school teacher who started her career in a one-room schoolhouse.
Wow.
And last but not least, happy 100th birthday to James Stafford Jr., an active guy from Peoria, Illinois, featured on a local billboard for his big win at the Recreation Senior Olympics.
All right, cool.
You go, James.
Go, James. Yes.
There you got it.
All right, thank you, Al. Just ahead on the third hour, we're going to have much more with our friends from Dateline celebrating.
That's still sticking
years.
With me when they said we shoot Dateline more in, like, small towns.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I actually really think these murders and these things are happening in towns
right.
we live
People
in.
People run to those to escape all that sort of stuff.
And then coming up on Hoda and Jenna, great new chat with Pastor Michael Todd. He was my first guest on Making Space.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma.
From Tulsa. Anyway, he's going to be back. He'll be live with us. And he's got answers, real concrete answers, making the impossible possible.
Speaking of your podcast, don't forget, folks, check it out. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
Guess who I'm interviewing today?
Who?
Maria Shriver and Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, whoa!
Together for
Boom!
The podcast.
Why don't you break that out into two different episodes?
Whoa.
You spread the wealth.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.